We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Ayin Gimel Lamed Aleph, and we are beginning two lines from the bottom of Ayin Beis and Mabeis, the end of the line, two lines from the bottom. We had a pasuk v'chol mincha belulav Hashemen v'chareva l'chol bnei Aaron tihiyah. And the Gemara darshes from here that minchas sa'irim is eaten by the kahanim, because not a first pasuk anywhere that is eaten by kahanim. So it says in the and I do kmitza l'firav Shimon wouldn't be a raya because he's fine by minchas chayte as well that you have a kmitza and still you makter the whole thing. You makta both parts. So how do you know you eat it? So pasuk says,
you makta both parts?
Huh? But minchas choyte, you makta, it's called talk, the whole thing you makta there. So really, the Tanakam says you don't do kmitza at all. Why should you do kmitza? You makta the whole thing. Rav Shimon says you do kmitza, and the kmetzes is makta b'fnei atzman, and the shirayim is makta b'fnei atzman. So the Gemara said, so by se'orim, just because it says kmitza, doesn't mean you have shirayim, you eat it. So who said the kahanim eat the shirayim of se'orim? It's a gave for minchas ha'imer, and it's a gave for minchas kenois. So Gemara said, the pasuk says, "Chol mincha b'lulav b'shemen." That's coming to the marba minchas ha'omer, and because b'lulav b'shemen, v'chareiva is coming to the marba the mincha of a kenois, minchas of a saita, and that says, "Chol bnei Aaron tia," that bnei Aaron eat it, and if we see they eat it. Right, the markash of a high lahachid also is a pasuk for that. Hamaboy le'katanya, we need it for the following brisa. The Brisa says, Menayin, it's a famous Brisa, you have it in Mesech Exclusion, Menayin, she'ein cholkim menachos kenegas vachim. How do you know that it's also for a kohen to say, you know what, I don't want my portion in the menachos, I'm giving it to you, and with that, I am basically purchasing, or v'mechayiv you to give me your chelik in a carbon. I like steak, I don't like mincha, you know, you give me some steak, and I'm going to give you a mincha. How do you know how to do that? Tamalaymar, atop Ayin Gimel, it's a pasuk, what the Bi'ar Adava, the Tama Mitzvah is, because it's a bezoyin of kachim, to switch to kachim. So Tama Loima, v'chola mincha, the pasuk says, v'chola mincha, asher teyofa v'tanur, and it says at the end of that pasuk, l'chol b'nei Aaron in tia, so we dash from there, that all the b'nei Aaron have to eat the entire mincha. The pasuk says, ishkachiv, which is not, we're not dashing right now. Okay, learn from here that you shouldn't be mechalik menachos kneges vachim. Shloi kamu tachteim bedalos, because zvachim and menachos have no shaychus. You never have a minchas that is zvachim, because even by carbon oil of yerid, the order is behemos. If he can't afford it, he brings oifos, which is birds. If he can't afford it, he brings a mincha. So they're not under each other. It's not instead of each other when it comes to dalos. Aval maybe yichalku menachos kneges oifos. You should be able to switch menachos for oifos, share komu tachteim bedalos. That's next in line. Menachos and oifos are instead of each other. The mincha instead of the oifos, therefore they have a shaykhus to each other. So maybe I could switch it one for the other one. Tamalaymar, another pasuk in the same pasuk, it says, behold, nasev macheshas, also, and it says at the end of that pasuk, lechol bnei Aaron. It's really the next pasuk, lechol bnei Aaron tia. So, al kaponim, we know you can't switch menachos for oifos. Because this is mine damim, the dam goes on his back. This is a flower. But maybe you'll say that it could be mechalik. Aval yechalku if it's neged zvachim. Shalom lo mine damim. They're both type of damim. They're both blood kavanas. So maybe there you could be mechalik one connected to the other one. Tamaloymar va'al machvas l'chol bnei Aaron tia. Not a pasuk says machvas l'chol bnei Aaron tia that you give it to bnei Aaron. So again, so now we have mekem mechalik oifes neged zvachim. Yochol yechalik oifes neged zvachim. Why shalol lo asiyasi osim v'yad? The oif is done with the hand, with malika, with the thumb, with the kohen himself. Alol lo asiyasi makli, do it with a knife. Avol maybe yechalik menachos gemenachos. Maybe mechalik is you know two type of menachos. She'el ve'el asiyasi v'yad. Both exact same thing. Both menachos, both asiyasi v'yad. Both not damim. Maybe I could switch one for the other one. Tamalim v'chol mincha b'lul v'ashem v'chol bnei Aaron tia. Also in the same two psukim, it says v'chom b'lul v'mechavul v'shem v'chom bnei Aaron tia yochol lo yichalku machvas and marcheshes. I can't mechalik two different menachos. There's a machvas and marcheshes. Marcheshes and machvas. Zumaaseh akoshim. This one is hard because it's a frying pan. Zumaaseh rakim because it's deeper, so it's softer. Avol maybe yichalku machvas and marcheshes. Maybe if there's two menachos brought into the Beis Mikdash that day, two machvas, and I say, you know what, I'm not in the mood right now. I'm going to give you my portion now, and then in 20 minutes, you give me your portion. Or machashas and machashas. Tamalim, you can't even do that. V'chareva l'chol b'nei Aaron tia. It says in that pasuk, V'chol, and it's really that, this, now we just covered that pasuk that we talked about before. It says there, V'chol mincha b'lu v'shem l'chol b'nei Aaron, that teaches us mincha t'nei marcheshes, and v'charev l'chol b'nei Aaron t'ya, teaches us you can't do any menachas, can't do any menachas. So that's, when we come back to that, that's in the Brayis, it says that pasuk that we just used before for minchas ha'omer and minchas kenois, that's eaten by kahanim, l'chol, we need it for this, that you can't mechalak zeh k'neged zeh. But that, this is the part of Brayis, that's kasha, that's the kasha of our Gemara. But the Brayis goes further. Yeah, what?
So the kahanim get instead of getting one normal piece of meat, they get
two
times of meat
all day. Mm-hmm.
And they're not allowed to get
exactly. They're not allowed to work it out. They're not allowed to work it out and split it with someone else. No. It actually says in Chazal that a little piece of like a kazai's size was enough to fill them up. Actually, it was gebenched bread when it's lechem apanim was very gebenched. It's more kapul, it says. I think it was like a size of a pea. And that was enough to fill them up. Yeah, it was special. The kachim was a special thing. Yachol yichalku b'kachi kachim. Now mincha we know is kachi kachim. It's not kachi kachim. It's kachi kachim. So maybe yachol yichalku b'kachi kachim. That but kachi kachim you can't do it. You can't switch one for another one. Av yichalku b'kachi kachim. Maybe kachi kachim you could do it. Let's say a shlomim connected toy that says in Rashi. So maybe you could switch one for another one. Tam Aloimer Pas says, Ish Kachiv Ima Toida. In this pasuk, this long pasuk, this two psukim that talks about the Chol B'nei Aaron T'ya, the next parasha right afterwards is Ima Toida. It's all in parashas Tzav, which is actually this week's parasha. So it says, Vima Toida, Kashem She'en Cholkim Kachi Kachim, Kachin Cholkim Kachi Kalim. We know Toida is Kachi Kalim. And we're saying from here that just like you can't Mechalik B'Kachi Kachim, you can't Mechalik B'Kachi Kalim. And we dash in the pasuk further. So we know now all kabbonis cannot be switched for each other. And the Braisa goes further, ish, what does it say ish? In that pasuk it says, l'chol b'nei aron tia ish ka'achiv. What do you dash for ish ka'achiv? Ish ka'achiv dash like this. Ish chaylik, I feel about mum. Ish teaches us that even about mum gets a chaylik in the kachim. Ain't caught the chaylik, I feel tam. A cotton, even if he's a tam, he's not chaylik in the kachim. So adkan the brayse, gushmak the brayse. What's the kasha? How could you use v'chol mincha b'lu v'shemen v'charei v'chol bnei aron? How do we learn that to teach us that the minchas of se'orim are eaten? We need it for this pasuk that you can't switch mincha k'nege mincha and fit the gemara like this. Ahu mikol nafka. This brayse is learning out from kol mincha b'lu v'shemen and v'charei v'chol bnei aron tia. We're learning from the word kol, not from the etzem pasuk. Etzem pasuk is from mechasarim that's eaten taka. For the Gemara, even the kol I need also. Va'afikta lo krav yesi brav Yehuda that we had before. We had Reis Yehuda before in Parakol Menachos, and the shaila was if I could bring half chalos, half rikikim. So the Madiyama says you can't bring half chalos, half rikikim. Learns out from the pasuk that since it says it puts it all together, kol mechasha tafir v'tana v'chol nasa macheshes v'amachvas. And it says in this pasuk, and it says also mincha chareva, just like a chareva can't be a belula, and belula can't be chareva, just like a machvas can't be macheshes, and macheshes can't be machvas, by mafetan also, rikikim can't be in chalas, the chalas can't be rikikim. That was his drasha. So you need to call for that drasha. So, elahu mevikol, that's from vikol. So you have three drashas from this pasuk. You have the etzim pasuk that says, mincha belula Hashem, chareva, l'chol b'nei aron tia, that's teaching you that mincha se'erim is eaten. Then you have kol mincha, teaches us that you can't switch one for another one. And then you have Vichol, teach us the drasha of Rav Yesi, Rav Yehuda, that says that you can't do Chalas and Rikikim, Mafatan, or it's either brought only Chalas or only Rikikim. Zot Maravai, the Ravina Amar like this. Ravina is going back on the Iker Halacha. How do you know that Minchas Sa'irim is eaten? So going back to that child, Ravina, he goes back to the Mishat. Ravina says, how do you know that Minchas Oimer and Minchas Knois is eaten? Ravina Amar Asim and Tony Levi. From the Brayso of Levi. Tony Levi, Levi darshins a pasuk in Parashas Korach. After Korach fought the Kahuna and said, let us all be Kahanim, why are you a Kohen? It says Hashem came and said that I'm going to reaffirm Aaron's Kahuna and I'm going to tell you all the matanas you have. And the pasuk says like this, Zeyi l'chol m'koyish ha-kadoshim v'na'ish kol karbonam v'chol m'chosam v'chol chatosam v'chol ha-shamam asher yashivu lui kodesh yoshim v'chol hu levanecha. All these things go to you. And we dash in all these words because it says, it already says, Mekarish Goshim and Aish, and it says, Kol Kabanam, Kol Mechasam, Kol Chatasam. What are we marvelous? Dr. Bryce is like this. Kol Kabanam, Kol Mechasam, Kol Chatasam, Kol Shamam, Kol Kabanam, the Rabbis, Loik Shem and Shem and Sarah. that the loik shomer shemitzayra, after you spritz it towards the pareches and you put it on the behinos of the mitzayra, what do you do the rest of the shemen? You have a whole loik shemen that's eaten by the kahanim. We learn that from the word kol kabanim. Now, why didn't you pasuk for that? Sakadat dechamina mina eish kos rachmana. Only things that mina eish, they go on the fire. The rest you could eat. But who said the loik shemen, which doesn't get burnt at all, maybe does not go shrayim to the kohen, kamash on the pasuk that says lechol. L'chol kol kavanam teaches us that a loik shem is eaten by the kahanim. L'chol mechas, some of the rabbis mechas oimer, all menachos, even rabbis mechas oimer, mechas knais, and mechas knais, zaka tachemina. Va'och lois v'ashikup behem arachmana, they're usually the achila of the kabanas, or kapara. V'hai, and these two, the mechas oimer, and the mechas knais, lahatir ka'asya. The mechas oimer is lahatir. Ve'idach nami levar ka'asya. And the mechas knais is just levar to allow the mei soita, the water of the soita, to be able to check and test the isha. So maybe that, well, now, since it's not kapara, maybe they don't eat it. Kamash lon, they eat that. L'chol chata. Some rabbis chata soif. Chad Zayif is eaten. Sagat Achamina, Nevelihi. It's a Nevelihi. It's Domur Malika. Maybe the Kaham can eat it. Kamash Vlon, that they can eat it. L'chol HaShamam. What's L'chol HaShamam Marbe? L'Rav is Oshem Nozev, Oshem Etzayra. That those are eaten. Freit the Gemara, Oshem Etzayra, Behed Yeksivbe. It says in the Pasuk by Oshem Etzayra, Ki Kachato So Oshem Hu La Koyin, Koyin Oshem Hu. It says it's eaten. First of all, you don't even read for that. El Rabbi is Oshem Nazir Koshem Mitzayra. Means to say Oshem Nazir is like Oshem Mitzayra. We're there. It's not my first pasuk. Sak that the Chamin Lahachshir Kasi. The Oshem Nazir is only Lahachshir that he can take a haircut out. He can mitamet the mason. He can drink wine. Kamash Vilan that he does eat, even though it's only a hachshir, he still eats the Oshem Nazir. Asher Yeshivu Zeh Gezel Ager. That's Gezel Ager. That the ger, if someone steals from a ger, he wants to pay back the ger and get a kapara, but the ger is not alive anymore. The law is, he could go pay, he has to give it to the kohen. So, and that's what we learn from the pasuk Asher Yeshivu, which actually is a little bit of a problem, because that's also my first pasuk. Just like we asked that Asher Matzari, that's the first pasuk, by Gezel Ager, it's also my first pasuk that goes to the kohen. So Tais is ready, the maskal, Zed Gezel Ager is busy with this kasha. One of his tuts are that a repeated, the Rashi says in Masechta's, a different Masechta, to answer his kasha, that it says over Gezel Ager, because it's reaffirming, by Karech, it's reaffirming that he gets it. So then Tais says, so why was the kasha Asher Matzayra? Also, it's reaffirming. I in Tais says, Zed Gezel Ager discusses the Shaila. L'chahu levanecha, it says in this pasuk, Shalachahu levanecha, it's yours and your children. I feel a kaddish by the Isha. Even if a kaddish Isha, with this, these matanos that you have, its mamash belongs to you, and not that it's not meshulchan gavay kazach, but it's meshulchan gavay kazach. But now it belongs to you, and you can even make kaddish isha with this money. She's so,
she's
like, no, she can sell it to a kohen. If it's kosher kosher, she can't eat it.
Right.
But yeah, she can sell it to someone because it's his money. That's the point. It's his money, and he can do whatever he wants with it. It belongs to him. That's the chiddush. So Tosis is busy with this. Tosis asks the kasha. He says like this. Tosis speaks out like this. That he says, "Akarches lameima the lav meshul gavay kazachu dim ket loykein heich mekach bais yisha harim pregish mekach mekadesh vechelkay ben kodesh gavay kazachu meino kadesh meshul gavay kazachu el in yachik kamar." Then Yochlit Nechol Koyin Shiritzim. He says, he's busy with this whole thing. Lemaisa, at the end of the day, he says that once you give it to the Koyin, Avada does have a din of, it does have a din that he can be Kashd Isha. He has a few problems with this Ayin Shalom Taisvist that says that how it can be used as Mom and Koyin. It's not so Pashat, but this Baram Taisvist discusses it. But in any case, Shalchol Vanecha, Fili Kashd Isha, it's definitely going on Gezel Ager. It's definitely not a Shaila. Gezel Ager is definitely his. The Shaila is the Gabi, the other things, Ayin Shom, Ayin Toisvis, the handles, if on Kochim you could do it. Pashas, he brings Gemara, that you can't do it. So it could be the words here. So Lechol Vanecha is only going on Gezel Ager. Ayin Toisvis that handles that Shaila, exactly who we're going on when we say the Kaddish Bais Isha. The Baram Tais discussed that. Akapanim, that's what comes from Agamara. Agamara, the Ikapur of Agamara was, how do we know Minchas Kenoyis and Minchas Arim to eat them? Come on, to Pshatim. Either from the Pasuk, Kom Michalu Vashem, and Charev Kom Le'arim Tiyah, or from the Pasuk of Lechol Minchasam that we find in Parashas Kairach, when Hashem reaffirms the matanos for the kohen.